95.7 The Hog, the Morning Hog Brew Review time. It is happy hour on a Friday, and that's why we are happy to bring Josh S.R. Perot right there. He's here again. It is dry January, and maybe back in the day that was like, oh man, that means you got like, what, two beers to choose from? No. There's like this giant S.R. Perot vault.
It's insane.
Full of non-alcoholic beers that you would really never know. And we've already been fooled twice, and you got two more for us to try to lift the disguise on.
I did. So we had Athletic and Sierra Nevada.
Okay.
Both of their golden ales, per se, you know. We have two more. Another one from Athletic, another one from Sierra Nevada.
Okay.
Both of their IPAs.
Oh, good.
So we're going to do Athletic's Run Wild.
Run Wild.
Again, these guys, like I said, they exclusively brew NA beers. If you check out their website, they have a lot of beers.
They do a lot of beers, don't they?
Stouts,
we've had them on several times.
Porters, sours.
Yeah.
They do lots of different styles.
And you're talking about guys who have never they've never brewed alcohol beers. So they're traditional beers. So they are kind of the pioneers almost in this, or the big dogs in this market right now. Let's see if it tastes like a big dog.
It's got a good hop kick to it. I'm digging it.
Nicely balanced.
Yeah.
Oh, that's hoppy.
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay. I get it. I don't think that I would ever know this.
Well, so what's interesting is one thing I didn't realize is these beers, like I said, they're either brewed traditionally and they remove the alcohol or they're brewed without the alcohol, right? Okay. I'm not sure which Athletic is doing because of the way they kind of keep them secrets
a trade secret a little bit. Sure.
But Sierra Nevada kind of went into... If you check out their website, they kind of go into the detail and the process of how they've done this. You know, like I said, it took them almost 5 years to figure it out.
Okay.
But the cool part, or I don't know if it's cool, but the interesting part, rather, is you can't dry hop an NA beer because the alcohol is not there for the dilution and stuff like that.
Okay.
So they had to figure out how to get the hop flavor in there without the traditional method of dry hopping an IPA.
Okay. Interesting.
Yeah. So if you go to their website, it goes into some major, major detail. I have like 3 pages printed out, but go check out their website.
Yeah.
You know, give them a little bit of traffic.
Right. We were thinking about reading all 3 pages here on this episode, and they were like, you guys, it's Friday. It's happy hour. Go do your own research, but then come back to this.
So my first sip there, I don't know if it's because I still have a little bit of the other beer on my tongue, but the hop bitterness wasn't quite as prevalent as a regular IPA.
Right.
But my second sip,
yes,
it is there.
I got it on the second one, too.
Yeah. Very impressive. Very cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's neat.
Let's see if Steve gets it.
Oh, it's already been gotten.
I knew it. See it? I knew it happened. that's impressive. Athletic, you're doing magical things with beers.
Yep. And like I said, in the next couple of weeks here, check out Publix. They're doing a BOGO. Yeah. And then other retailers are doing some great pricing as well. So, you know, go check that out.
srprod.com/beerfinder. If you want to find it, too. That's right. You can do that as well. All right. You've got one more beer that looks very much like a traditional Sierra Nevada IPA.
It looks almost identical to Pale Ale, right?
Right.
The color's slightly different. There's a little bit of orange in there and whatnot. But they liken this to Pale Ale. But it's less than that. You know, 0.5% alcohol.
Okay.
So this is Trail Pass again, but they're IPA. Oh. So Trail Pass is kind of their NA or non-alc moniker, I guess you could say.
It's very golden. Very golden in color.
Ooh.
All that glitters is gold, right?
No, it's an indicator. Whoa, did you say?
Yeah, you heard me.
Is that Smash Mouth that said that?
Oh, no. It is Smash Mouth. Oh. You're right. What's wrong with
it? I said to take a Smash Mouth moment, you know, like pay pass, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Well, all right.
Smell this one before you drink it.
I am.
You're actually getting hops.
You're getting hops.
Yeah.
That's not a fake hop, right? Those actual hops doing the work in there. Just not the traditional. Well, I don't know.
That's close.
We got to read the 3 pages and find out how they do it.
That's eerily similar.
I think these would be great segue beers for people that don't care for, especially for IPAs.
Yes.
What does that mean?
Introducing them to an IPA world. So kind of getting them used to that flavor profile and those palate changes and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Because they're not quite as punchy.
Yes.
And then they can kind of upgrade into our world.
You go standard malty beer, and then maybe you go into this.
Yeah.
And then you go for a double-fisted IPA.
Right. But, I mean, like I said, the fact that these other companies are jumping on there, especially, you know, guys that have been in for a long time, and then innovators like Athletic, it just shows that this category is serious. It's not going away.
No.
And I think it's pretty cool, to be honest. You know, you have people that abide in other...
Libations.
There you go.
Yeah.
And so this is a great alternative... In the meantime, stuff like that. So.
Very much is. I mean, I told you, as I said at the top of this episode, I found myself in this position where I was like, man, I really want a beer, but I got to drive.
Right.
It's New Year's Eve. This is your dog right here.
When NAs were first introduced to me, I didn't get it. at all. I'm not the consumer for it. I didn't see it, that there was a market for it.
Right.
Clearly, I was wrong.
Yeah.
And now I do get it, and it's you know, it's pretty impressive what they've done so far.
Yeah, maybe summertime coming up, springtime, you're going to be by the pool, whatever, you got to go to work at 5, but it's 3:15, you knock a couple of these babies back.
Right.
No harm, no foul.
And maybe we'll try out some of this hot water stuff later in the week, too.
All right.
Which is a whole other ball of wax.
Did you guys notice... by the way, if you're if you go to the YouTube channel there, but The Morning Hog on YouTube, right? You're going to see this brew review episode. So you can see what, if you're listening to this now, you can go to The Morning Hog on YouTube and you can find the video.
Right.
Somewhere along the way, the SR Pratt logo pops up. I don't even know where it was. It's like...
It was right above your head.
But it popped up, right?
Yeah.
So if you will text us at the 257-0324 number, what time that logo popped up. So look at your... YouTube timeline.
The timestamp on YouTube.
Right. Look at and tell us what time it happened. The first correct answer, right?
Yep.
It's going to get an SR Pirat brew gift pack.
Of the beers we've tried today.
The beers we tried today. You know, what do you think about that?
I think we'll do that going forward for the rest of the year as we can.
What?
Each episode, you know, keep an eye, you know, check out the YouTube channel, watch the videos, and then look for that timestamp and you'll win, you know, the beers that we're drinking today.
That's perfect.
Obviously, even with the ENAs, you got to be over 21.
Yep.
You got to make it legal and all stuff. But, you know, like you said, text the number and.
Yeah. Text it into 257-0324. Go check it out. The Morning Hog on YouTube. If you don't see it yet, it's coming. It's coming. It's got to do some process. We don't want to take you through the whole process. It's basically like brewing beer, except with video.
Right.
Go chase it down and you get yourself your first big prize of the new year, right?
That's right.
All right. Well, look, until next time that we meet here, cheers.
Cheers.